coronavirus tensions among federal immigration detainees held at the Bristol County House of Correction in North Dartmouth have boiled over. Following a disturbance yesterday, three detainees were hospitalized. Advocates for those detainees are accusing jail staff of using more force than needed to settle down the situation. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has been trying to sort out the details and is with us now. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
First, what do we know at this point about what touched this off?
Well, Bristol Sheriff Thomas Hodgson says the confrontation was a result of some of the federal immigration detainees there reporting several COVID-19 symptoms and then resisting when medical staff tried to move them to another facility to be tested for the virus. According to the sheriff's office, the ICE detainees just refused to be relocated to be tested. Now, I want to note that I've been hearing for weeks from different sources, both people who are detained within the Bristol facility themselves, as well as attorneys with clients there, that anyone who reports symptoms is being isolated in what they're referring to as the hole. So to hear from the sheriff that they were trying to test people, and that's what sparked this whole thing, it just leaves a lot of room for more questions.
Right. And it sounds like yesterday's standoff did become quite heated.
Yeah. According to a statement released by the sheriff's office just before 10 p.m. last night, a special response team was called in and a canine unit. Now, keep in mind, these are people being held for civil immigration violations. So some of them do have criminal histories as well, but they're held at Bristol County for civil immigration violations. I was first contacted Friday evening around 5 p.m. by the wife of a man who is an ICE detainee held in Bristol. She said that some of the men were pepper sprayed and assaulted. I was also contacted by an attorney who has several clients in ICE custody at Bristol. He said he received multiple calls from his clients who were reporting that they had been pepper sprayed. One of the people I spoke with last night is Ivan Espinosa Madrigal. He's with the group Lawyers for Civil Rights, which is currently in the middle of a class action suit filed against the sheriff and ICE.
There have been alarming reports of tear gas dogs being brought into the unit to inspect detainees, and even accounts of physical assault from facility staff on immigrant detainees. All of this is deeply disturbing.
So again, Sharon, as we mentioned, the sheriff did confirm the use of a special response team and a canine unit.
Shannon, do we have information about why detainees would refuse coronavirus testing?
You know, it's important to note that the treatment of federal ICE detainees has been a virtual black hole since the onset of the pandemic. I mean, we have no information on how many, if any, of the ICE detainees at Bristol County or the other county jails where ICE detainees are held in the state have even been tested. So these ICE detainees at Bristol have been alleging since March that conditions in the facility are unsanitary, that they're not able to socially distance. I mean, as for why the detainees might refuse tests, like I said earlier, many people have been telling me anecdotally that anyone who reports symptoms is simply placed into isolation. And it's difficult to confirm that because the sheriff's office won't provide any information on ICE detainees. I will point out that according to ICE, no detainees have tested positive for COVID-19 in any of the county jails in Massachusetts where they're held. But again, we don't know how many ICE detainees, if any, have even received tests.
Shannon Dooling, WBUR reporter, thank you so much for joining us this morning via Skype.
You're welcome. Thank you.